No, this isn't good. This one needs more work, definitely. This one is okay, but it needs to be revised. Again! I already told her to revise this, and yet here I am, still needing to work on it. God, why isn't there anybody competent around here? Why do I always have to do the work myself? I don't think there's anyone left that I could ask for help. Hello? Anybody? As I expected. I think I'm the only one left. Oh well. Looks like I'll have to extend my time in here. I should head back in my office so I can finish up quickly and go home. It's getting pretty late too. Huh? Who was that? Oh, I think someone's still in here. Let me check. Hi! Oh, thank God. I thought everyone left me in here to rot. Sorry, that was an exaggeration. I'm just really tired. Anyway, well, what are you still doing here? If you don't mind me asking? Oh, right. Overtime. Of course, how could I forget? What kind of question is that? Of course I know you. You're friends with, Jason's group, right? I see you hang out with them every now and then. Anyway, yeah. Actually, I do have a question. Well, I was wondering if I could ask you for something? Like, a favor? Oh, don't worry. It's nothing too major. Well, I was wondering if you'd be okay with, like, helping me out with some stuff? I know it's a lot to ask, but I couldn't just leave with all the unfinished papers in my office, so I was wondering if I could get extra help? I promise we'll work together. I won't just pass on all the work to you. I could really use a hand. Oh, you're still working on something else? Well, that's okay. I figured that. How could I miss it? Right. So, I'll leave you to it. You're also doing an overtime, so I'll head back in my office. Wow. Well, that went well. God. How could I be such an idiot? That was so embarrassing. I barely knew the guy and he probably saw right through me. Ugh, I feel like I'm such a terrible boss. I barely know my employees. I wonder what he wants now. He probably changed his mind. Well, a boss can dream. You what? You changed your mind? Oh, that's funny. No, I mean, see, I just made a joke to myself that you probably changed your mind and decided to help me. So I thought it was a funny coincidence. Please, come in. Are you done with what you're doing, though? I mean, you're also working, and I don't want to take up the time that you should be using for your work. No, silly. I may be your boss, but it doesn't mean I'm entitled to making you do whatever I want you to do. I'm not that kind of person. I know my limits as your boss. Hey, it's okay. You don't have to feel pressured about helping out just because it's your boss who asked you for help. Go on, finish your stuff. I'll be fine. What about me? Oh, don't worry about it. I'll probably just sleep in the office since it seems like working on all of these is gonna take me a while. You'll stay? Are you sure though? Hey, it's totally okay if you wanna go. You have other important things that you should take care of. I'm one of those important things that you need to take care of. You're funny. That's a good one. Okay, if you insist. So, as you can see, I still have three piles of paperwork. Don't worry, I'll divide them all into even sections so we'll both have a fair share of work. Does that sound good? Okay, great. So, here's mine. Hold on. Okay. Yeah, so here's what I'm going to work on, and these will be yours. I took on the papers that needs more work. Yours are mostly just revisions. That should be easy. Is that okay? Great. If you have any questions, just let me know. Where's my secretary? Oh, the poor thing couldn't come to work. Bad case of colds. She's been absent for like 2 days now, but I check in on her whenever I can. Yeah, me too. It can get pretty hectic when she's not around. She's really good at organizing and management. What? No, of course not. I don't just sit around and do nothing. I mean, hello. Why else would I apply for this job if I wouldn't work, right? Your previous boss didn't work? What do you mean? Oh, wow. Huh. I wonder how he was able to stay in this position for a long while. Ah, I see. He's the previous CEO's son. That explains it. But where is he now, though? Yeah, that could be it. Me? Rigid? Hey, no way. I mean, sure, I don't appear to be the friendliest person in the room, but I am far from rigid. That I can tell you. I mean, I've only been in here for 2 weeks, you know? I'm still kind of adjusting, and honestly, I'm just kind of a slow learner, you know? Which is pretty ironic, considering my position, but I do my best. Thanks. You flatter me. You're also great yourself, you know? You are one of the most diligent people in here, based on your performance. People don't like you? Hey, who said that? Oh, please, don't listen to him. If I'm being honest, all he does is talk loudly. He is a lousy employee. He's just good at being a social butterfly, but when it comes to the actual work, I'm telling you, your performance is way better than his. Of course, I mean that. Well, I've only known you guys for a couple of days, but I am just saying whatever it is that I've observed. And I don't want to come off as a judgmental person, but it's the truth. Oh, he's always been like that. Yikes. Well, who cares? You work better anyway. No problem. I'm just saying the truth. Hey, I have a question. Do you love your job? Oh my god. I know. Me too. It's like I'm only working to survive. But I'm not actually working because I love it. But don't tell anyone I said that, okay? I have bills to pay. Me? Funny? Well, I try. You're funny too, despite being quiet most of the time. Of course I noticed. I notice everything. Yeah, I noticed that out of everyone in your group, you're the most reserved person. Does it weird you out that I'm being chatty? Whew, I'm actually kind of surprised that you can crack a joke. I'm kidding. It's just that this is the first conversation we've ever had. Sure, we're both busy, but it's nice to know you. Do you get what I mean? I think you're an interesting person from afar, and a really cool person up close. Aww. Am I making you blush? You look so cute. Sorry, I just can't help it. Your reactions are pretty funny. Even though you're quiet for the most part, you're actually really funny and fun to talk with. And everyone who ignores you in here is seriously missing out on a lot. Hey, that's not an exaggeration. I'm just being honest. Like I said, I'm just telling the truth. Of course, I think you're cute. Why wouldn't I? Plus, you're smart, diligent, and just cool. Hey, don't mention it. I'm just speaking my mind. But do let me know if it's making you feel uncomfortable, okay? You sure? Okay. Well, we better finish this up so we can both go home soon. Down to my last paper. What about you? Oh, you're done. Well, that was fast. See, you have a great work performance. I know you just revised it, but still, give yourself some credit for being so hardworking. You're welcome. Okay, now I'm done. Let me just compile all of these into a single file here. Time check. Shoot, it's 12 a.m. What? Time flies so fast, I swear. But hey, good job for the both of us. Thanks for helping me out. You did really well. And thanks for chatting with me too. I appreciate you talking with me. What? No, it's okay. Sorry. It just took me by surprise. No, I mean, it's okay. You can kiss me. Just ask for my permission first next time. Silly. Yes, I'm saying that. You can kiss me. Just ask first. I mean, I like you. Is that weird? It's not like relationships are forbidden in here. Yeah, I got that. So, do you want to kiss me again? Come here then. Kiss me. Yes, I am giving you an order. Now kiss me. Let's just keep it a secret for now, okay? We wouldn't want anyone spoiling what we have.